Blog Talk Radio.
TMZ. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to fit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave by, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, what's going down, people? It's your man, Brooklyn Black. We're live and direct. And it is May 11th, 2012, and you are locked into another episode of Pregame Radio. Hope you guys are ready. We got Big Boy Management's D. Dave in the building a little bit later. You know, we're going to chop it up with him a little bit and go over a few things. But hit us up, 347-857-4302. A lot of things going down. Oh, and also first order of business, spoken word will go down the 25th and 26th of this month. So if you guys read at the last one or you guys interested in reading this one because you heard the last one or whatever, hit us up, pregameradio@gmail.com. Or hit my Facebook, hit me on Twitter, you know, and also you guys have been paying attention. We got a few more, we got another couple shows in the works, one show and another show coming through, featuring a couple of other personalities, so we're going to be livening up pregame radio in the coming weeks, so definitely stay tuned. And we got some, you know, a few more things that we got to do and a couple more things I have to let you know of places I'll be this week and upcoming months. So definitely a whole lot of stuff. But as you know, we're going to do a couple throwbacks, maybe play something new as we wait for D-Dave to get here, chop it up with him, and we'll be right back. It's Pre-Game Radio.
My stripes show like regiments, military intelligence, murder game. I leave no evidence, credentials. Go ask my preschool, even talk to my old principal. He tell you how I used to pack a number two pencil. Savage students, rabbit teachers, Catholics, preachers. In the school staircase, cutting class, passing my reefer, MO class. Operation Return, they tried to say I was incompetent, not able to learn. The table turned now, got my own label I earned. Like that nigga said in Dead Presidents, money to burn. Queensbridge, pay homage, respect. Nas is a vet, acknowledge the rep. Pilots, baguettes, niggas is this and that. I'm just the best, putting all balance to rest. Between Latin kings and blood, La Sangre, blood is Spanish. So many thugs vanish, unite the system. The fight within the street wisdom to help teach your prison.
My crew puff lie, anyone test and pun must die. Just give me one try, now you know you done fucked up, right? Ha, you ain't got no wins in me, casa. Take that fasa, you ain't even in my class. I hate an actor that plays a rapper. I'm Trevor Squad, Beta Kappa, everybody's favorite rapper. Grand Imperial College material. You're insane criminal, the same nigga who known to blow out your brain mineral. A brain subliminal inside the visual. Try to supply your physical, but my spirit inside of us lyrical. I'll appear in your dreams like Freddy, do no kidding you. Even if I stuttered, I would still shit on you. Soon as I chitter chatter, your shit is shatter. I'm the kid out of the Bronx that'll stomp you to death like it didn't matter. I'm even better than before. In the metaphors, killers bet it all, I'm punk. One verse, dead them all, Blaze.
Subject can change. I mess around and spit 12 at the driver's side door. Your range, six hit you, the other six up in your dame. Mafia style, leave you with your watch and your chain. So take heed that not only can I flow, I can aim. Cause y'all misdemeanor niggas can't stand the rain. Better believe that whenever I see y'all, I'ma test ya. Only cause I know this faggot respect pressure. Hardcore like shit you get kicked out for y'all for. Kids ain't the cops, but I lock niggas up. You can meet me in my cell, I soap and sock niggas up. Far as the flow go, you can let your dough show. Put your money on the table, we could battle on cable. Y'all hot dog niggas get Nathan. Fuck around with Jason, that shorty from the lock, John Slater.
My son, cool out, what? Don't beef, yo, throw the tool out. Let's run these niggas, kidnap they work, make them move out. Crush cash, hands is like glass, keep the heat in the dash. Did some dirt for some work, caught a gash. The flicker rocker, wicked sneaker rocker, footwear. Strike me out, guard stacking up joints, rack them like footlocker. This is raw, raw like fuck, kid represent. Hit a Crenshaw, hold my word stronger than the Ben store. Relentless, the anthology consolidated with the quickness. Dressed up in the wig and blouse, chillin' sickness. Lex imagination, large go karts. Beat the bogus squad, brains that connect. Put on the older guard, specialist, icicleist. Woolrich collar, feeling the rich. Work for a dollar, don't snitch. That's why broke niggas who got hard guards. Sign them up, start to wind up. We John Blaze and Darnin in the lineup.
Jump, 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 John Blaze. Jump, jump, John Blaze.
Simple mathematics, you gotta love us. Cause Joey Crackless Gad equals a lot of dead motherfuckers. Just when you thought I was done, I recruited pun. Terror squad and the prize, undisputed done. I'm from the slums where it's worse. Plus my gun still it hurts for fucking with my funds on the first. And go to church like a monster. Discuss your death over stripping lobster. With my Cuban partners, Lucas with the cartridge. When he shot, run up on any block. Disrespect any cop. Used to run many spots, now I own shops. Gore-Tex with the lock. 564 bills a pop. I'm hot. Who wanna get burned? I 5-1 to get nod and watch your whole fucking head turn. You best learn to parlay. I've had a hard day. Fuck around with the dawn and get John Blaze.
John Blaze. John Blaze. Jump, jump, John Blaze. Jump, jump, jump.
Yeah, 347-857-4302, Pre-Game Radio, Brooklyn Black, Eb in the building. Eb, did you see the cover of Time magazine?
I think I saw it with the lady with the little kid attached to her titty.
You mean the grown-ass man?
Well, son, you know, I don't know... you know, I don't know. I didn't really read the article. I didn't get a chance to see, you know, what the chick was saying or whatever. But, I mean, it's nothing wrong with breastfeeding your child. That is the best nutrition that they can have in the early stages of their life. And when I say early, I mean maybe up until about 14 months old. But the minute a motherfucker get teeth and can hold a cup or whatever by themselves, then I think at that time you gotta, you know, you gotta cut the cord. You gotta, excuse me, I got a cold. I'm sick as hell. I'm trying to figure out which one of my nephews gave it to me. Shout out to the Ruckus. But I think if that is something that you're going to do, that is a personal matter, and you know why you on the cover of a magazine doing that shit. I'm just, you know, I don't know. I can't really even comment more than that because, like I said, I haven't read the story or what it, you know, what it entails. But that shit is just ridiculous. I mean, at some point you gotta, you know, you gotta cut the cord. Yeah, cut the cord. Shit, that boy is not getting no more. He's already the purpose of breastfeeding an infant is so that it's what it's called is it's called colostrum, okay? And the colostrum that's in the milk, it gives the baby the needed antibodies or bacteria, whatever it needs to fight, until it gets older and can resist germs and bacteria on its own. So of course it's crucial in those first couple of months. But I mean, come on, that kid looked like he was about 5 or 6 years old, and to have a 5 year old on your titty, that's just not cool.
That's pretty much the thing I was saying. But you know, I guess, you know, to each his own, because if you guys are friends with me on Facebook, it's posted on my Facebook, and I got pretty much both sides of the spectrum on there. But I would say, and from what I've seen and what I've known, you know, being around children, whatever, I haven't seen a kid being breastfed over, that's over a year old. But hey, that's just me.
Mm-hmm. I can't recall a time when I saw a kid a kid that big sucking his mother's breast. But, you know, I mean, some shit just, you know, you gotta, you know, I don't know, maybe she, you know, weighed the pros and the cons, and maybe it was more pros, you know, than it was cons. But I mean, jeez, lady, I mean, you know, some shit you just keep to yourself.
Pretty much it, but 347-857-4302, we're going to get him on that. Also, sad day for the 80s babies to 90s babies. You know, if you grew up watching this show, you know, and you see what's going on, you're going to feel a little weirded out, a little freaked out. I know I did when I saw it. We'll get back to it after this. We'll be right back. Big shout out to everyone out in Baltimore. It's pregame radio. Baltimore is actually going to be getting a motor show through pregame radio. More details on that later on. And it's just a whole bunch of stuff going on tonight. Remember, we got D-Dave coming through in a little bit.
Yeah.
What?
Come on.
I can get to show you. I got a love in the Lord that we live by. Babe, I
347-857-4302. Now, what I was talking about before we got to the break, Ab, you remember Saved by the Bell vaguely a little bit, right?
Of course.
All right. Now, of course, for the show's entire run, we're talking from Haley Mills all the way to the end of the high school days. Everybody loved the Lisa Turtle, a.k.a. Larka Voorhees, a.k.a. one of the Jackson's niece, how... We can't determine how she's related, but we know she's related. You know,
wait a minute. Mark Voorhees is related to the Jacksons?
Yes, she is a Jackson niece. We don't know how, but she is.
Okay.
And it seems she kind of has...
Wait. And shout out to Mark Voorhees because we share the same birthday, same exact day. Hey, Mark. Hey, girl.
Right. Like I said, she also seems to have the same trait for unnecessary surgery or unnecessary procedures being done.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, Lark Voorhees is about as light as...
I saw the picture, son, and I believe it's just makeup, son. It's not about her being light. It's the makeup, son. Whoever her makeup artist is, maybe she did it herself. But it looks horrible. See, my first thought was, when I saw it, I was like, okay, she's playing a role, and it must be the role of a ghost or a dead person, because that's how the skin looked. It looked grayish. It looked like a dead person.
I was like, yo, she looks dead. I even saw, like, hits of green in that shit.
So I'm like, okay, it must be some type of, because then there's another picture where her, on her nose, there's a dark spot on her nose, and it looks like, what you call it? It looks like, it looks like a smudge. So I'm like, yeah, she's playing a corpse or a dead body, a spirit or something like that. And then what I did was I didn't look at the MTO picture. I got it directly from USA Today, because that's where Media Takeout got it. You bastards at MTO. You always want credit when somebody take your shit, but you take a motherfucker's shit like you was the first one that had it. No, USA, not USA, US Weekly or Us Weekly, whatever you want to call it, they had the fucking picture. They had the whole interview, and, you know, they said it was a bad makeup job, and she is, her face got a little fatter, and so on and so forth. But people have to understand, this is not the Saved by the Bell days. She's a grown, mature woman now, and grown women tend to fill out. They tend to get the maybe, you know, the jowl under the chin, you know, a little more extra fat, so on and so forth. But, I mean, you know, she couldn't stay looking the way she looked forever. People age. People get older. You know, but like I said, I think it's just a horrible makeup job. I don't think she's going through anything, even though I did hear that she's best friends with Maya Campbell, and everybody knows Maya Campbell from In the House with LL Cool J and Debbie Allen back in the day.
Wait, she's on her way to a comeback. She has her Twitter account popping. She is taking care of herself.
That's good. So, I'm glad to hear that. Shout out to Maya Campbell. I know, Ma, I know what happened after your mother passed away, and her mother, oh my God, I can't think of her name right now. It's on the tip of my tongue. Her mother was a famous author. She had wrote a lot of those black novels. I can't think of her mother. I'm gonna have to Google it on the break. But I know she kind of like lost it after her mother died, and nobody can't fault her for that. You know, regardless of whatever, you know, and it's sad. I feel bad for people that don't have a relationship with their moms. But, you know, your mom is the closest thing you got to God. That's the closest thing to God. That's the closest you're going to come to God is your mom's. So, I mean, for her to lose her and lose her as quick as she did, because I think her mom's had brain cancer or something like that. You know, once she was diagnosed, she passed rather quickly. So I can understand her flipping out and acting crazy and so on and so forth. And I'm glad that she is back on track. I saw one of the videos one day of her in some car in Los Angeles, and it was like, oh, God, LL, could you please, James, reach out to this girl. Reach out, help her out, something, you know. So, but, yeah, like I was saying, I heard that Lark Voorhees, a good friend, so people are trying to say she's doing ecstasy and crystal meth and all this other bullshit. And, you know, if she was doing meth, her face wouldn't look like that. Her face would be pockmarked with acne scars and so on and so forth. She just had a bad makeup job. She had a bad makeup job. Y'all leave Lark the fuck alone. I think anybody who dealt with Martin when he was going through his shit at his craziest, and, you know, when he started flipping out and shit, and she was with him, I mean, that's got to count for something. So I'm giving you a break, Lark. Just because I like you and because you was born on the same day as me, I'm cutting Lark some slack.
I'm going to have to wait in the coming times to see what's up. Because, Lark, yes, I love you, but I got to see the makeup job. And because someone even had the mitigated gall to come here and say, oh, she got vitiligo. Shut the hell up.
I don't know who said that, but that's funny.
You know what I'm saying?
That's my Uncle Rucker's voice. 347-857-4302.
One more throwback from Michael Jackson. We'll be right back.
I got that bit of lie, go on, baby.
shout out to Aaron Magruder, the artist and the driving force behind Boondocks, which was at one time a very funny comic strip. I guess motherfuckers just didn't get it, and I'm glad it turned into an animated series. Shout out to him, and shout out to Regina King, who I always loved since 227. Shout out to her because she does the voices of Riley and oh my God.
That would be Huey. Shout out to everyone behind the Boondocks, of course, and John Witherspoon most definitely. And we'll be right back. Like I said, we got DDs in the building and more pre-game madness, so holler at us and we'll be back in a second.
Hey yo, let's get papers and pop mobile holes up in skyscrapers and condominiums overlooking our drug capers. New York City, the only way to play is gritty. I want cheddar so we can front up in the 850. My whole committee like the Puff L's and Lil Jiggy. Who want to touch this? My simi leave you chestless. And ain't shit that you can say to me when you be breathless. Young but I done did shit that you won't do. Stick ahead with that bullshit you blab about going through. I got niggas who pump on your block and in your spot. Who sit next to you protecting you but still murder you, player. Y'all status, nigga, we getting chips and sis. And bad bitches is frontin' in clips and
locks. Be taking knots from the out of state spots. Any nigga make it hot, get found in vacant lot. You don't really wanna come try the one guy who stays dumb high from blunt lies. The racket sang sang alumni who got more beef than the Islamic farm. So I pack enough sonic arms to neutralize atomic bomb. It's not a nigga in your gang want it. My AK, Slate Gage, spray strays, niggas names on it. Often I bug them, but soften the thug. Have a chump coughing blood, fill his coffin with slug. Yo, you know I got enough guns to wreck a nation. Any nigga wave a tech in Mason, have an explanation. You bring your crew in them, I'm doing them. Then I'm beating them down with aluminum. Then I'm putting two in them. You can't touch me, I've been devil sent. Wanted for embezzlement. A lot of other things, but that's irrelevant.
If you love the money, then prepare to die for it. Niggas done started something. You can lay in the flames or hug the sky for it. Niggas done started something. If you love the money, then prepare to die for it. Niggas done started something. You can lay in the flames or hug the sky for it. Niggas done started something.
Yeah, check out the kid that get coke like Sosa. Never turn down Chocha. Be in the Costa Rica, sipping margaritas with a mommy. Cleaning my Tommy, showing love to my army. Whenever the locks find rippy blocks, we kill them. Yeah, I hear niggas, but I still don't feel them. And this is for the listeners and prisoners and them jealous rap cats that prefer dissing us. My 16s be so real, you can feel them in your vein like Romello's pops from Sugar Hill. Jay be the cause for the kiss at your waist. Cartel lips spitting clips at your face. We started from the bottom. You'll see bag niggas pardon. Whatever, we can do it at the garden. Word life, this shit is real big. I'm making niggas blow trial even if they not guilty.
I want the palace for my thugs with oriental rugs. Bring back some drugs, get whacked for the love. 20 niggas batting me, still couldn't shatter me. I'm only getting up, splitting up your anatomy. Official block family, ranch niggas handing me. I want the finer things, and I hope you understand me. Sitting at the table planning, plug the fan in. Let the sweat dry off and then grab the cannon. Think the smartest and retaliate the hardest. Regardless, if you a thug or a rap artist, respect me like Pesci. And if rap was hockey, I'd be Gretzky, puffin' Nestle. And y'all niggas done started something. Acting invincible like you guard something. If you guard, then I'ma mix a lot till you rot. And if you a player, then play for everything you got. And if you a thug, then start busting all shots. And if you a dog, you better bite before you bark. If you love the money, then prepare to die for it. Niggas done started something. You can lay in the flames or hug the sky for it. Niggas done started something.
Don't come at me with no bullshit, use caution. When I wet shit, I dead shit, like abortions, for bigger portions of extortion and racketeering, got niggas fearing, fuck what you heard, what you hearing, how much darker must it get, how much harder must it hit, see if your hardest nigga slip, when I start a bunch of shit, I like pussy, but not up in my face, so give me 3 feet, cause when we creep no more than 3D, niggas see sheep, bloodhounds found your shit buried in the mud, following chases of gunpowder residue and blood, a positive ID is impossible,
so you know John Doe is what they gonna be putting on that tag on your tongue. Now who gonna tell your mother her baby's under a cover in the morgue? Sniffing the log, sniffed out by the dog. Son of a hard-headed nigga that wouldn't listen, so you got what you came for. Surgery with the chainsaw. I hit the fucking streets, cause like I said before, ain't nothing going down until I eat. Motherfuckers think it's all about impressing bitches and stressing bitches. While I'm testing bitches' game, addressing bitches and caressing bitches. And dealing with motherfuckers on all levels. What I'm dealing with is all devils. Fucking with snakes, running with niggas you call rebels. I got an army of 730 niggas, dirty niggas that come through and worry niggas. 30 niggas that like the very niggas. And scary niggas get it all the time, cause what they got is all of mine. Your man was talking shit until I pulled a nine. And if I don't know you, I don't fuck with you. And if you with my man, then he getting stuck with you. And gave it to money, cause I just lost my mind when he crossed the line. Sent his back through his chest and I tossed a nine. Boss the crime, black Gotti. I stack bodies with the black shoddy. Bitch ass niggas that act snotty. Get it?
These niggas is for real. These niggas ain't playing.
This ain't no fucking game. You think we playing? Rough Riders.
Here, Free King Radio 347-857-430 to a Brooklyn Black app. And after a long while, we got D Dave in the building. What's going on, homie?
What up, Joe? What's good? Yeah, dude.
I finally got you in the building. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, man.
And for those who don't know, let the people know who D Dave is, where D Dave's coming from.
Oh, man, you know D Dave. Bronx Bomber, home of the Brave, you know, where hip hop started at. Argumentative, but you know, we have Big Boy Management's own. What up, though? Black was good.
You know, chilling. Now, to some people, you know, let them know how long you've been rhyming, how long you've been making music.
I probably been making music since I was like 15, 16, taking it seriously for about 3 years now. I would say probably even less than that, probably like 2.5-3 years taking it seriously, you know, like, you know, in the studio, writing songs, doing shows, you know. That's what I consider taking it seriously. Just around the block, right before your peoples, not taking it serious, you know.
Got you. So now you being from the Bronx and everything, your influences must be crazy. Who did you listen to coming up that even got you wanting to start rapping?
Coming up, man, Big L. Biggest, Notorious B.I.G. is one of my biggest influences, though. Like, I listen to Big, just the way he just put his life on track and made music with it is incredible. Big Pun, Cool G Rap, Big Daddy Kane, you know, KRS-One. And then the people that I saw rapping around my block, you know, the Teamsters, my man Gritty, my man O'Darryl, you know, Joel Santana, you know, so that's who, you know, pretty much.
Okay, so all of that came in now. Now we've heard a lot of you of a lot of features and stuff like that, but as far as your music goes, do your influences shine through? Like when we hear that big influence, when we hear that big L, when we hear a little bit of that Joel's in your rap.
Yeah, like me, my claim is I'm versatile. You know, like DLX is another one of my favorite rappers. So when I perform, I'm aggressive. You know, like I want to make sure you feel that passion. I get a lot of my wittiness from Big, you know, Big L, just putting stuff that I've seen around the way and flipping it a different way that hopefully, you know, you might not. You probably know what I'm talking about, but you might not expect it for it to be that way.
Okay, and also, this question has been burning me for a while, and I actually found out what it was. But let the people know, what does the D and D Dave mean?
Oh, D Dave is my first and last name put together. Okay. So D is for Donald and Dave is for Davis.
And you know what? That's great because a lot of people they don't do that. They will have aliases and things like that. So it's rare when an artist, especially a rapper, comes out using their government or somehow breaking it down.
Well, I
and everything like that. So it's definitely
okay. Get online and come to the show.
Yeah. So definitely. I mean, My man used to call my house and ask for Donald Davis. I'm like, you can't call my house. I'm thinking you the cops or something, man. Like, you got to say something. He would just start to say D. Dave. I liked it, so I ran with it.
All right. Now, besides your stuff and the music of your team, because, you know, we know the people we rock with as far as the big boy management artists. You guys are real heavy hitters. But besides all of that, who are you listening to? Who's on your iPod? Who are you rocking in the crib?
No, believe it or not, I listen to a lot of mainstream music. So, I mean, not mainstream music, like underground music. So, you know, my man Frank Rams, he just dropped an ill mixtape, man. His ill mixtape is super dope. You know, my cousin D Black, Fred, no, that's my big bro, Fred, Sky Blue, Meek Mill's new mixtape is dope too. ASAP Rocky got a couple of joints, my man 12E. I just saw a lot of people, a lot of my peers, you know, Nazza the Great, my man Dark, he loose, Young Bugs, Guy Fisher. Oh, man, my iPod is crazy. Lil Wayne, Drake, like, I mix, it's like, you know, gumbo, you just take a little bit of everything. Like, I got a little bit of, I got a little bit of Skrillex on my iPod, all that, man. I just listen to anything, whatever I'm in the mood, man. I put my iPod on shuffle and I just go sometimes, man.
I did. So, what's the whole thought process for a D. Dave track? What do you do? Are you like, what else do you just sit and you're writing for days, and then you hit the studio and you hear a beat and then you match it up, or are you in a stew, you hear a beat and then you write it, or do you just go and hear the beat and just go in the booth and go ham?
I would say a little bit of everything. Like, sometimes, like, I get a beat, like, you know, Jay Cardam gave me the beat for What Up Though, and I had the beat for a while. And now I had an ill concept, and I just matched the concept to the beat. But I wrote to the beat. Then I got songs like 25-8 where I had the hook already. I freestyled the hook just playing around probably. And then I just found the beat that goes with the hook, and I just put the hook with the beat. Then I write, or I just be in the studio, and I hear a beat, and I just write to the beat right there. So, like, it's a little bit of everything. Like, lately I haven't had songs written. I have so many beats now that, you know, people, you know, they really feeling the music, they mess with me, they want me to rock. So I got so many beats, you know, Jimmy Kendrick, he's big boy management now. So he's signed with the home team, so I got Music Maestro. I'm actually at Illmind's house right now with Music Maestro. And it's like, you know, like, it's just so many different circumstances now. But 9 out of 10 times now I'm in the studio, I hear the beat, and I'm writing to the beat as it's probably being made, or as I just chose a beat and I'm about to write and record to it right there and there.
Gotcha. 347-857-4302. We got D. Dave in the building. Big shout out to everyone over at Big Boy Management. You know.
Yes.
Let's get to this first track that we have here. Let's see. Main Event. Let's get to that. Who produced that? What was the whole premise for that?
Oh, man. The Main Event. To be honest, I wrote that out of anger, man. I had just lost the showcase. Shout out to my bro, Jay Hatch, man. I had just lost his showcase, and I felt like it was, you know, no disrespect to Jay Hatch, but I felt like somebody in his organization pretty much rigged it. They pretty much rigged it because the judges came up to me and told me that I won. But when the names were being called, I actually ended up losing. But that's a long story. But so I went home, and I had the beat. Shout out to Jinx Beats. He made the beat. So on my way home, I freestyled the hook. And then the next day, I just wrote the first two verses. About 3 days after that, I wrote the last verse. But that song was definitely written out of anger. And ever since that song, I won every showcase in New York City, ever since that song. So shout out to that.
So shout out to that L, because that just propelled you and gave you the fuel to keep going. But we're going to get into it. Main Event by the homie D. Dave, and we'll be right back with Free Game Radio.
See ya.
It's D. Dave. See ya. It wouldn't be entertainment. Uh-huh.
my seat. I knew what crack was before my ABCs. Shit was crazy, B, up in these fucking streets. Growing up, I hated school, the hood was teaching me. No father figure, I had no role model. After my uncle passed, I had no one to look up to. I moved with my mom, I didn't like her husband. I had to let him have it, every time he fronted. Then I found a pack, moving in some bags. I sold that shit out in 2 hours flat. The work was going fast, I couldn't make it last. I chose to slow down before the homie crashed. Then I started rapping, my niggas had me battling. I gotta make this happen, it's time for some action. I was running wild, learned how to watch a crowd. I got the city watching, okay, I got us now. Hey, nod your head if you're feeling this. My name is DJ, and I came to represent. They say hip hop is dead, I'm resurrecting it. I'm what you came to see, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm what you came to see, I am the main event.
I'm not just lyrical, I'm not spiritual. I'm a gift from God, I'm a miracle. I'm about to have the city buzzing like the Hornets do. I'm about to change the game around people when I'm warning you. Get your shit together, cause time is ticking. I'm sorta like LeBron, how I'ma make that witness. I'm young, black, and gifted. I'm all about my business. Your boy is fully loaded, hear my ammunition. With these words I spit, I create opportunities for me to be one of the endless rappers that you have seen. Wait and see, watch how I change the game with these words I speak. And basically, none of these so-called rappers can fuck with me. For me, man, I spit. I am blessed with this gift. I was inside of a pen for when it's smelly. I'm the shit, huh? I can't say it no other way. So stay clear and make room, cause I'm on my way. Hey, nod your head if you're feeling this. My name is DJ, and I came to represent. They say hip hop is dead, I'm resurrecting it. I'm what you came to see, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm what you came to see, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I'm the main attraction. I'm a fucking star, if anybody's asking. Told you dudes before, this rap shit is my passion. So I'm forever spazzing, cause a lot of dudes ain't lasting. Used to have to compete, now I'm the main feature. Told you I was a beast, dressed in the same creature. I was nice on the beat, now I let my words beat ya. Some of these dudes be schooling, come here let me teach ya. For you to be consistent, you gotta be persistent. You gotta keep a fitting, it gotta be convincing. Rhyme about your business, then everyone will listen. Set yourself some goals, make them your only mission. Don't just write verses, formulate a song. Then you get some haters, then you prove them wrong. Then you do a show, make sure you kill a stage. And you'll be just like me, and that is fucking great. Hey, nod your head if you're feeling this. My name is DJ, and I came to represent. They say hip hop is dead, I'm resurrecting it. I'm what you came to see, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm what you came to see, I am the main event.
Yeah, pre-game radio, that was D-Dave with main event. Definitely, definitely dug it. Big shout-out to Brownsville in Brooklyn, Brownsville, Tennessee. Big shout-out to everyone on the check-in rocking with us tonight, holding it down. Like I said, I definitely dug the track. I dug the beat. Heard you were saying, and you can kind of hear that it was done in stages.
Yeah.
With the first verse, you hear, you know, there's some anger there. Second verse, it's still angry but a little calm, but then at the end, it's still that angry, but it's just like, all right, whatever it was, whatever was a hydro set, you're a little bit past it, but you're trying to keep up with the overall attitude of the song.
Yeah.
So you definitely hear all that.
I want to show the progression, like give you a little story, like this is what made me the main event. Like, okay, I went through that, I went through this. Now I'm here and I am the main event. Like, I'm a fucking star. Like, you gotta respect it. You know what I'm saying? So definitely. You know, like, that's dope that, you know, there's the only person that actually understood that and got that from listening, though. Salute to you for that, though.
Well, good luck with it. That's what we did at pregame radio. Let's see. Ab, what was your thoughts on the main event track?
First of all, that line about boy 83, you knew what crack was before your ABC. That shit was crazy right there, okay?
Lucas.
I like the music. I like the guitar. It gave it a rock element. You know what I'm saying? It gave it a rock music element. And I'm telling you, I'm a visual person, so when I hear things, I see it in my mind. And real talk, when the song, the way the music came on and the way the music sound, the first image that came in my mind was a boxer. Which, in other words, what you were saying, you was fighting. You came up fighting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it all related, you dig? I swear to you, I seen your whole video. in my head. Well, I see you, like, training. Like, coming up as a kid, everything was a fight. And you was training for, you know, to become the main event, you dig? So your song, the music, everything, yo. And I've never really got that deep into a song that, you know, that anybody has bought and, you know, to share on the pregame. But I'm telling you, everything just was damn near perfect. Okay?
I appreciate that. That's love.
And I never said that about nobody as long as we've been doing pregame radio. Okay? I'm just telling you that. You did, yo, thumbs up. Kudos for this one.
Thanks, Free. I appreciate that. That's definitely love. I appreciate that.
Well, let me
Thank
let you know, your next one better be good, because this is a hard one to follow up. And if I don't like it, I'm going to tell you.
I don't know what's next.
It's going to be totally at random, the next track. But let's see. 0262, got Spider-Man in the building. Spider-Man, what's going on? What's your thought of the track, man?
Not much, Black. What's popping tonight, man?
You know, we got D. Dave in the building.
What's going on, Ab? How you doing, D?
What's good? What up, Spider-Man?
Not much. Trying to live, brother. Yo, that was a hot track, bro. Like, real talk. I can't even lie about it. I'm not even deep in the Brooklyn game anymore. You know what I'm saying? I've been out of loop for a while, or New York game, I should say. And I just got to co-sign both Ab and Black on that. The progression, definitely heard it. But still, it came out just fine. I think you got to where you were trying to get to, and shit was fine, man. Good shit.
I appreciate that. That's love. Thank you.
Most definitely, family.
So we definitely got some things going now. D-Day, have you, you performed, you've done showcases and things like that. So is there one place where if you go and you rip a show, one place you would want to go and do that, like that one place would be the milestone or the highlight of your career to perform at, where would it be?
Oh, man. I just always picture myself performing at a big arena somewhere. Like, you know how back in the days when DMX used to perform, and it's like, even though he's on the stage, like, usually when I perform, especially main event, I get up close and personal. Like, I invade your space. I don't like stages. I jump off the stage. If you're sitting there, I'm sitting next to you, or I invade your space, but I want you to feel that passion. But I just see myself performing on a big stage, whether it's Summer Jam, Coachella, Grammys, or the Underground Music Awards. Like, I'm performing in the A&R Power Summit in Miami in June. I'm just looking forward to that. Like, just to showcase my talent. I think performances make or break songs, you know? Like, some people is super dope, but their performances suck. And some people's songs be mediocre, but their performances is great. But those the most legendary artists in the game have both great stage presence and great songs. And I want to be legendary, so I make sure I have great songs and even better performances, you know?
Okay. Most step. Now,
Hold on. Can I interject?
Of course. Right.
Now, where you from, D? Where you from?
I'm from the Bronx.
You're from the Bronx. Okay. You want to play an arena. How could you not think Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, you know, any big arena, Madison Square Garden, Staples. I just want to perform in a big arena. I don't care where it's at. You know, I don't care where it's at. As long as there's a lot of people there to see me.
If I was an entertainer and me being from New York, just in relation to Black's question about what would be your dream place to play, to me, I would always think Madison Square Garden, because being a New York person, that's like the epitome of performing. You know what I mean? Performing there, Radio City. Even though Radio City, you hear Radio City, you think Christmas show, Rockettes. You know what I'm saying? But for me, Madison Square Garden would definitely be the place to bring it home. You know?
Yeah, definitely. You know, like, definitely, you know, Jay-Z. Like, Jay-Z really crushed some of my dreams already. Like, I wanted to be the first. I wanted to do a big concert inside Yankee Stadium, and Jay-Z did that already. So, you know, but, like, you know, Yankee Stadium, Madison Square Garden, you know, iconic places. You know, I would even do a show at the Beacon, you know. The Beacon don't hold a lot of hip-hop there, so I'll just do a nice, dope show at the Beacon, that'd be ill, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Nope.
But if you like to get up close and personal, the Beacon is a more intimate theater for you to do that, definitely.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in all the time, and, you know, we've asked a ton of artists this, I really heard anyone say the Apollo, and everyone says you want to do an iconic place. So what place in New York, okay, besides the Garden, would be more iconic than the Apollo?
Apollo, definitely.
True indeed.
I actually performed at the Apollo before, though, when I was younger.
You were on the Amateur Night?
Nah, not Amateur Night. It was like a talent show type of thing.
Okay.
With the schools and...
Yeah, we did that, too. I think every kid back...
Yeah.
Going to school between the late 70s and the mid to late 80s did that showcase at Apollo with the school battle type shit.
Yeah, definitely.
Uh-huh.
Definitely.
All right, so let's get to this next track here, Return of the Real.
Oh, that's my baby.
Oh, shit.
Produced by Jimmy Kendrick, featuring Jimmy Kendrick. That's one that, like, that's the song that started the whole campaign. Like, that's the first release off the new mixtape that I'm dropping later on this year, hopefully by the end of the summer, called Thoughts from the Real. That's the first song I did with Jimmy. It came out crazy. He sent me the song. He sent me like a CD of 30 beats, and that was like the eighth beat I heard. And I couldn't listen to the rest of the CD. Once I heard that beat, I started writing to it right there on the spot. I text him like, oh, this would be crazy. I already got the hook. 8 bars in. 5 minutes later, I finished the song. So he was like, damn, you kind of rushed it. I said, nah, when you come to the studio, you'll see. And before I even recorded the song, I performed it. That's how much I believed in the record. I felt that at that time, New York needed a record like this. And I performed it. And when he see me perform it, I'm performing and I hear him in the background singing on the hook. As I'm performing, I said, oh, now you got to come to the studio and do that. LP got hyped on his camera. And, no, like, you, I like it when Jimmy tells a story, because it's a lot more, it's a lot more crazy. But this song actually got placed on Smash, too. You know, I woke up one morning and I saw that they posted it, and they gave me the super dope cosign. So shout out to On Smash for that. But, yeah, this is definitely Return of the Real, R-O-T-R-S, featuring and produced by my brother Jimmy Kendrick, man, off my Thoughts from the Real, D-Day.
Got you. So we're going to get into this new one. We're going to get into this one here, Return of the Real, on pregame radio, 347-857-4302. We got D-Dave in the building. We here rocking. Big shout-out to
Chip. Call in.
To Tish. Oh, yes, and you guys haven't seen it on Twitter. Via myself, via How's Your Head Game? Yes, we are introducing a brand new show that's going to be going down. Please stay tuned in the coming weeks. Also, we're going to have the homie Baltimore Sun, who's in the building. I'll chop it up with him in a second. He'll be heading up the new pregame radio morning show. So it's definitely a whole lot of stuff going on in the coming weeks with us. And we'll be right back on pregame radio. Big shout out to Mo Butters, who I see.
Cheer.
Wait, am I on? Oh. It's your girl, Roxy Blue, Miss Pretty Girl Swag herself, and I'm rocking on pregame radio with Brooklyn Black and EB. Get like me. Yo, D Dave on the remix.
Yeah.
It's Roxy Blue.
Get him.
Yo. I don't care about these boys.
Never
fuck this brought you bitches.
Yeah.
My money's over bullshit. If it's not, then I am glitching. I am married to this hustle. I done won every game. When I say I'm by my money, I can show you play by play. I get head by the rolling. Benji stays on my tail. I sip him like a mattress. He keeps coming. Can't you tell? He's a stand-up guy. That's why he comes before my friends. He writes me fairy tales. That's why I'm happy in the end. Can't nobody come between us. I told you I'm about my money. Taking trips in the winter. Just to go somewhere that's funny. My money's over, boy, bitches, and bullshit too. And please don't be surprised because my money's over you. M-O-B. My money's over, boys.
Yep.
My money's over, bitches, and I'm out here for my riches.
Sure.
M-O-B. My money's over, bullshit. My money's over, bullshit. My money's over, blah, 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 blah. M-O-B.
My money's over, boy.
Not me.
My money's over, bitches, and I'm out here for my money. And it's M.O.B. My money's over, bullshit. My money's over, bullshit. My money's over,
M.O.B. No, it's M.O.E. That is money over everything. That's what I scream. I'ma get money fly, nigga. Stay getting high, nigga. Try to play with my money, then you must wanna die, nigga. I'm a thoroughbred. I'm always down to ride, nigga. I'm focused now. You can't see it in my eyes, nigga. If music don't work, then I'ma go flip some pies, nigga. Sit and watch you work for no money like oversized strippers.
Money.
Hey, yo, Rock, we got these niggas back. We living comfortable while they living from check to check.
Okay.
I'm just being honest. I don't mean no disrespect. But we winning. Y'all keep losing like the fucking Nets. I know you see that we the fucking best. Think not, get in line, homie, place your bet. I'm from the gutter, but yet I still live the good life.
Take
a look at me, this what money look like.
M.O.B. My money's over, boys. My money's over, bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M.O.B. My money's over, bullshit. My money's over, bullshit. My money's over, M.O.B. My money's over, boys. My money's over, bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M.O.B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over
Yeah, we're back pre-game radio. I just had to throw in that Roxy Blue Mabra. You know, my opinion, D-Day's verse on that was just killer. But back to Return of the Real.
Yes, sir.
I just got to say that track there, absolute fire. Ev.
Yes.
Tell me, because like I said, I dug the Return of the Real.
Return of the Real? I appreciate
that was definitely a good one. I was definitely just feeling the beat on that one. Like, I was just nodding and rocking with that one. Ed, what did you think?
He definitely didn't disappoint. I like, and yeah, who's the dude that's singing?
That's Jimmy Kendrick, man. Super producer.
Oh, I
Jimmy
love
Kendrick.
Him. Tell Jimmy Kendrick he has a fan. I love his voice. It, you know, once again, you have a good ear for I don't even know what to call it, melody. But you have a good ear for how putting things together, and it sounding real good because his voice adds such a grittiness. It's an already gritty shit, but his voice adds a grittiness to it. God. Sound like he just remind me of an old 70s pimp. That shit.
Jimmy voice is
ill,
man.
He has a fan.
I like the Raheem Devon voice. You know, Jimmy, he produced big records like Ja Rule and R. Kelly, Wonderful. I Did It My Way by Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. Jimmy's discography is crazy, and for him to want to work with me. Yeah. For him to want to work with me, I was just super honored. And when I heard that beat, like, I couldn't even get to the rest of the CD because I just kept listening to that beat. It was just like, okay, basket, four balls, basket. And then once I got the hook, I said, oh, yeah, this is going down. I'm writing this song right now.
Yeah, that's the
stuff.
Work. Let me ask you, D-Dave, are there any artists that you're eyeing to work with?
Unsigned or mainstream?
Either one.
Oh, man. I want to work with my bro, Frank Rams. I want to work with Rams. I just did a song with Sky Zoo, who I always wanted to work with. I just did that song. Jimmy produced that beat as well. So, I want to work with another dope producer. His name is Elmar. I'm actually at his house right now. I want to work with ASAP Rocky. I like that kid. I think he's dope. I think he's ill. Schoolboy Q, I like him too. I think he's dope.
You're naming all live producers now. Does it have to be a certain type of artist, or is there just something about something that they're doing that makes you not want to work, that you wouldn't want to work with them?
Nah, man. I play everything by ear, man. I can't vibe with a person that I really don't like their music like that. No, I could work with them. I could work with anybody. But as far as vibe and want to make a big record, like, I would have to vibe with you. I have to get to know you. I got to spend some time with you. Just have a real life conversation with you, you know? Like, that's how I work. Like, that song with Roxy, I was at a show and she performed it, and I heard that record. I said, what's this? I said, oh, nah, I need him on that. Like, the song was just so dope that I wanted to work with. Oh, it's an artist out of Connecticut by the name of Big Work. I definitely want to work with him, too. He's reminding me of, like, a Connecticut version of Rick Ross show, like. So I want to work with him, too. But, yeah, like, I hear a lot of stuff. And like I said, I go to a lot of shows. So I'll be at shows. I might see somebody that I think is dope, and I'll go approach them like, yo, let's work, man. My name would be Dave. Let's do it. Let's work. That's how. And networking is key in this business, man.
It definitely is. And also, big shout out to everyone who was with me over at the Pyramid Club with Beanie Siegel, which was definitely one of the craziest events I've been to personally.
Well, shout out to my bro, Privilege. That was his event, the tour joint, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was definitely building for that one, and it was like I said, it was definitely a crazy experience over there. So big shout out to Deuce Privilege over at everyone, GX Media Network, PAL TV. It was definitely like I said, one of the craziest showcases that was a part of. But I'm glad I was a part of it. Now, DJ, after all is said and done, you done had your illustrious career, mixtapes, albums, performances of legend. You had the ideal career. And when all is said and done, and they're having these roundtable discussions about some of the greatest rappers of certain generations, and D-Dave comes up. What do you want them to always associate with D-Dave?
His passion. His passion and his love for what he do. You know, like, I feel nowadays albums is just music. Like, back in the days, you could hear an album and you connected to that person. You know what I'm saying? Like Ready to Die. After I listened to Ready to Die, I thought I knew Big personally. Like, he sat and ate dinner a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? So I just want them to feel like, yeah, you know, DJ, oh, yeah, DJ's passion, like, his performances, like, I felt like I knew that guy, you know, his versatility, like, you could go to the club, be on a block, go through life-threatening situations, and then have fun on Sunday, you know, like, just, I just want them to feel like they knew me, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you hear D-Dave album or D-Dave mixtape, by the end of that mixtape, I want you to feel like you have a better understanding of who I am, like, the kind of person that I am, you know, the real.
Now, was there a time you were just out, you know, chilling, and say a person walked up to you and said, yo, man, I feel what you're saying, I dig you, you know, I dig what you're doing. Like, have you had the random fan come up to you at the least opportune moment?
Yo, you know, it's a crazy, like, a couple of times, and each time I'm like, I don't know how to deal with it, you know. Like, I'm super humble, you know. Like, I'm not a celebrity. I'm not nobody yet. So when it does happen to me, the one time I was on the bus, And this dude ran up to me like, yo, you the dude with the Never Scared. Yo, you crazy. That performance is dope. Or another time, it was like, oh, the main event, that's ill. And then I remember one time, it was a kid listening to throwing punches on his headphone. I'm getting off the bus, and I'm like, yo, what's that you listening to? He's like, yo, throwing punches. I'm like, oh, snap. I'm like, how you got that song? He's like, oh, my brother plays it all the time, so I took it off his iPod. And I'm like, who your brother? And he named somebody that I didn't know. I'm like, who sing that song? He was like, yo, some kid, D something. I said, all right. D Davis is the name of the dude that sing that song, though. Good looking. So I just got up the bus, and I called LP. Like, yo, I couldn't believe it. Like, I didn't even want to tweet about it, because it doesn't seem like something real. Like, nobody believes that. Like, I'm a nobody, but at the end of the day, that's a true story. And it was like, shout out to whoever dude brother was, though, that actually, you know, throwing punches is the most downloads I ever got off a song, like over 11,000. So shout out to dude that was playing that song in the crib, and dude liked it. But yeah, like, it's a very humbling experience, you know, very humbling.
All right. Now, Spider-Man, yeah. We got one more, and this is BX to Greatness.
Yes, this is my...
Now, tell us about this one.
J. Carter made this beat. This right here is probably my favorite track off of Let Me Get It, off the mixtape. I think this is my favorite track. I love this. And when I do shows and I perform this a cappella, I always get the same reaction. Like, people not used to seeing somebody really, like, do a cappellas about what I'm rapping about in this song. And it's like, no hook. It's just me just giving you my heart, me giving you my heart and my thoughts about things. And I hope you could relate to it, you know. So this is BX to Greatness. This is my little slogan. This is where I'm trying to go from BX to Greatness. So I hope you could appreciate it.
All right, so we're just going to get into it. Big shout-out to the 305 on the check, and big shout-out to North Carolina with us. And everyone locking on pregame radio right now. We got D. Dave in the building. This is track BX to Greatness. And, you know, we're just here chilling. It is what it is, and we'll be right back.
Vibe with me. Dim your light, light your blunt, grab your cup. Do what you're doing, just vibe out. Sometimes I feel I'm losing it. I don't know if I'm destined for this music shit. Fuck this music shit. I'd rather sit on the block watching for cops, cause I know I'm doing foolishness. Wait. What the fuck I'm talking about? Like driving with four flats, I'ma grind it out. Some thought I wouldn't make it out my mama's house. Now my thoughts are building the foundation for my mama's house. Damn, I don't think y'all understand. Sometimes I doubt myself like I ain't the man. I leave it up to God, I know he got a plan. But it's moving too slow like a traffic jam. LP tell me just be patient, but this shit is slowly killing me, ain't patient. It's like the more time it takes, the more I hate. And now my duty is calling for this game, no PlayStation. I tend to ask myself, is this what you want? Then I wait for a reply and I hope it's blunt. To make the people happy, give them what they want. But that don't happen every day like a walk of punt. If you look in my eyes, you'll see what I see. You'll see the struggles, you'll see the robberies. You'll probably see a shootout in broad day. A drug transaction happen right there in your hallway. Yeah, this is life as I see it. Opposite of good, but a lot closer to decent. Some people beg and steal because money they really need it. If they don't survive. So who gon' pay that bereavement? I'm not. Why not? I don't got it.
I'm pop. Sit down like a bunch of excuses. Exactly what I'm feeling when it comes to this music. Yeah. Like Nike, just do it. I might not be winning, but I'm certainly not losing. I'm learning from this game and I'm trying to be a recruiter. But my mind goes everywhere, so attention, I start to lose it. I gotta stay focused, stop playing. Make sure the people understand what I'm saying. Make something happen now, homie, stop waiting. If you're ever gonna go from the BX to greatness, I'm just saying.
Wait. Hold on. I gotta stop the presses. Hold on. I'm doing that again.
Vibe with me. Dim your light, light your blunt, grab your cup. Do what you're doing, just vibe out. Sometimes I feel I'm losing it. I don't know if I'm destined for this music shit. Fuck this music shit. I'd rather sit on the block watching for cops, cause I know I'm doing foolishness. Wait. What the fuck I'm talking about? Like driving with four flats, I'ma grind it out. Some thought I wouldn't make it out my mama's house. Now my thoughts are building the foundation for my mama's house. Damn, I don't think y'all understand. Sometimes I doubt myself like I ain't the man. I leave it up to God, I know he got a plan. But it's moving too slow like a traffic jam. LP tell me just be patient, but this shit is slowly killing me, ain't patient. It's like the more time it takes, the more hate, and now my duty is calling for this game, no PlayStation. I tend to ask myself, is this what you want? Then I wait for a reply and I hope it's blunt. To make the people happy, give them what they want, but that don't happen every day like a walk of blunt. If you look in my eyes, you'll see what I see. You'll see the struggles, you'll see the robberies. You'll probably see a shootout in broad day. A drug transaction happen right there in your hallway. Yeah, this is life as I see it. Opposite of good, but a lot closer to decent. Some people beg and steal because money they really need it. If they don't survive. So who gon' pay that bereavement? I'm not. Why not? I don't got it. I'm pop, sit down like a bunch of excuses. Exactly what I'm feeling when it comes to this music. Shit, like Nike, just do it. I might not be winning, but I'm certainly not losing. I'm learning from this game and I'm trying to be a recruiter. But my mind goes everywhere, so attention, I start to lose it. I gotta stay focused, stop playing. Make sure the people understand what I'm saying. Make something happen now, homie, stop waiting. If you're ever gonna go from the BX to greatness, I'm just saying. Man.
Yeah, pregame radio 347-857-430. So I think that's gonna go without question of saying. I definitely like that song there. We got Dave in the building.
Shit, we still here, man.
And of course, Rock with me and the newest member to the pregame radio family. We got the homie Baltimore Sun live and direct on the check-in.
Yo.
What's up, Baltimore Sun?
What's good, y'all? Hey, I was just about to press one. Like, I was sitting here listening to all your tracks, yo. God, to you, brother. Like, from one artist to another, I think that if we don't know each other, we don't give people props enough. Yo, you ill, man. Like rap, yo. I can see why you think the last joint was like your favorite.
Yeah, that was my shit right there.
Yeah. So I gotta take my hat off to you, man. Like, yo, I'm definitely a fan, man.
I appreciate that.
No, it's all love, man.
Yeah, that worked out real crazy. I appreciate that. Thanks, man. I definitely appreciate that.
Now, let me see. I got Spider that makes 3 pregame admins. So I got to ask, guys, pregame approved?
Most
of course, I'm saying yes.
Without a doubt.
That's a definite thumbs up.
All right, so definitely put it out there. Get it on the Twitter, your Facebook. D Dave is one of the newest pregame approved artists for 2012.
And real talk, he just made it real hard for a lot of y'all to come after him right now. Just really, y'all gonna have to, yo, y'all gonna have to step y'all shit up. He just made it real hard.
Man, I appreciate it. That's love.
That's real craziness.
And look, I don't even like the Boston. They got too many hills and shit.
now, that also goes to say that Big Boy Management is one of the crews, one of the staples, the companies to look out for, because D-Baby is, let me see, the third Big Boy Management artist to become pregame approved.
That's Roger Group.
There's Mo Butter. And now we have D-Dave. So it seems that Big Boy Management, like I said, is a force to be reckoned with. So definitely be on the lookout for them. Like, if you see them put music out on the YouTube or you see them tweet, I'm telling you, catch up, follow. Because can't nobody say, oh, they came out of nowhere, because they've been doing it and they're building from the ground up. So they get nothing but respect right now.
Definitely.
So, they let the people know a couple of, you know, what's next for you, projects, the Miami thing.
Yeah, you know, actually, May 14th, I'm featuring at Club Pyramid for the Air to the Streets showcase. I could definitely come to. Be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for the next release, Throne. That's T.H.R.O.N.E. And that's that stands for the highest ranking of Noble MCs, produced by Jimmy Kendricks, featuring Sky Zoo. I'm about to release that real soon. Be on the lookout. I got a joint project with my brother Nazi the Great, music maestro Evan Brown. Just mad New York project, just mad things coming out, man. Just follow me on Twitter @D_Dave, Facebook DDave825, and BigBoyManagement.com, and just be on the lookout, man. Keep your ears to the streets, you know. And we working, man. We working nonstop, 24/8 and 25/8, nonstop. On that grind.
Yes, most definitely. We're going to be right back. We got a little bit more. And of course, you know, when we come back, there's something that all big and group artists got to do. They got to put it down off the top just one time. So, therefore, I'm actually kind of anxious to see what's coming up next. But as I stated before, Baltimore Sun is the newest pregame radio host. Be on the lookout for this morning show coming through in the next few 2 weeks. You know, so we gotta definitely get you pre-gamed in the morning as well. 347-857-4302. We gonna keep it a little bit more. Hold on, we gotta call in the building. Last 4 digits 8050. You're live and direct for a pre-game. Ready to let people know who you are.
Dave, I love you, broski.
Rocks.
Rocky Blue, what's going on?
Good. Hi,
what
Rocky,
up?
How you doing?
Hey, Jeff.
What up, Jeff?
What up, Jeff?
It's good. Yeah,
Rocky Blue in the building. What's going on?
Nothing, chilling. I'm, you know, showing good love, you know.
He been hustling, you know, with the double albums. I mean, he's still, you know what I'm saying, staying positive. And I must say, like, I took my hat to him because he's doing more than a lot of niggas out here.
When she say double album, I mean my newborn twins. She's talking about my newborn twins.
Oh, congratulations.
So when we gonna hear some new Roxy Blue? That's just a question I'm gonna throw out there.
I can definitely email you something. I do have new tracks that's actually out there, so I definitely can email you something.
Yeah, well please do that. Send that like yesterday. We could definitely send that.
Well, y'all know I'm chilling in the building, take the spotlight off me back on D-Day.
Ha, 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 that's on you.
That's what it is. We got Roxy Blue here with us, rocking D-Day in the building, newest pregame approved artist, 347-857-4302. I'm sorry. Actually, I'm going to have to spin Main Event just one more time for the people, and we'll be right back.
It's D-Day. And 1B Entertainment. Born in 83, Harlem, NYC. I knew what crack was before my ABCs. Shit was crazy, B, up in these fucking streets. Growing up, I hated school, the hood was teaching me. No father figure, I had no role model. After my uncle passed, I had no one to look up to. I moved with my mom, I didn't like her husband. I had to let him have it, every time he fronted. Then I found a pack, moving in some bags. I sold that shit out in 2 hours flat. The work was going fast, I couldn't make it last. I chose to slow down before the homie crashed. Then I started rapping, my niggas had me battling. I gotta make this happen, it's time for some action. I was running wild, learned how to watch the crowd. I got the city watching, okay, I got us now. Hey, nod your head if you're feeling this. My name is D. Dave and I came to represent. They say hip hop is dead, I'm resurrecting it. I'm what you came to see, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm what you came to see, I am the main event. I'm not just lyrical, I'm not spiritual. I'm a gift from God, I'm a miracle. I'm about to have the city buzzing like the Hornets do. I'm about to change the game around, people, when I'm warning you. Get your shit together, cause time is ticking. I'm sorta like LeBron, how I'ma make y'all witness. I'm young, black, and gifted, I'm all about my business. Your boy is fully loaded, hear my ammunition. With these words I spit, I create opportunities for me to be one of the endless rappers that you have seen. Wait and see, watch how I change the game with these words I speak. And basically, none of these so-called rappers can talk with me. Shoot for me, man, I spit. I am blessed with this gift. I was inside of a pen for when it's smelly. I'm the shit, huh? I can't say it no other way. So stay clear and make room, cause I'm on my way. Hey, nod your head if you're feeling this. My name is D. Dave and I came to represent. They say hip-hop is dead, I'm resurrecting it. I'm what you came to see, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm what you came to see, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I'm the main attraction. I'm a fucking star, if anybody's asking. Told you dudes before, this rap shit is my passion. So I'm forever spazzing, cause a lot of dudes ain't lasting. Used to have to compete, now
I'm the main feature. Told you I was the beast, best in the same creature. I was nice on the beat, now I let my words beat ya. Some of these dudes be schooling, come here let me teach ya. For you to be consistent, you gotta be persistent. You gotta keep it fitting, it gotta be convincing. Rhyme about your business, then everyone will listen. Set your social goals, they give me your only mission. Don't just write verses, formulate a song. Then you get some haters, then you prove them wrong. Then you do a show, make sure you kill a stage. And you'll be just like me, and that is fucking great. Hey, nod your head if you're feeling this. My name is DJ, and I came to represent. They say hip hop is dead, I'm resurrecting it. I'm what you came to see, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm what you came to see, I am the main event.
Yeah, we're back. Pre-game radio. 347-857-4302. We got D. Dave in the building, rocking with us, holding it down, giving us some straight. And one thing that I was definitely feeling about all of D. Dave's tracks is definitely reminiscent of that 90s gritty hip hop, you know, back where baggy jeans and Tim's was in.
Yeah.
You know, his music brings me back to that. You know, and I'm definitely feeling that. He definitely gets my respect. He's definitely a fan here. He's been actually, you know, we've been spending him as long as Roxy Blue and Mo Butter been sending tracks with him on it. So we've been definitely rocking with D-Day for a minute.
That's love. I appreciate it. Shout out to Pre-Game Radio, the whole staff over there, Ed, Spider-Man, Brooklyn Back. I definitely appreciate you guys.
No, so please just keep us updated.
Thank you. I want to thank you for bringing some music, some real music to us. Because you know, like you were saying earlier, you want people to be able to connect with you and identify with you.
Definitely.
Much of all this music, like you said out here, these albums out here now, is just prefabricated bullshit.
Definitely.
It's just one particular method. Get up there, say some stupid shit, slur your words, say some shit, some off the wall shit, and boom, and be repetitive about it. And yeah, we got a hit record. There's substance in your music, and I can appreciate that, and I appreciate you as an artist, straight up.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Definitely. You nailed it on the head right there. I can't even add to that. You nailed it.
Most times when I have say shit, you know, you just can't, you know, it's either you rock with it or you just, you know, it is what it is. But, like, everyone follow him on Twitter, D_Dave. Like you said, follow the music, follow his movement, follow his music. Where I know for a fact you Google D. Dave, there's a whole bunch of stuff that comes up, so please definitely just get on it. And we're waiting for, you know, we're going to get this freestyle thing going. Ed, please let him know what we need him to do.
Yo, we don't need to tell him shit. He's solid in the past. Go ahead. Do we ask that just to make sure that it's not something you did from 7 years ago. Bring up something current. You can throw in Black's name. You can throw in my name, Pre-Game Radio, today's date, whatever. Just something current, okay? Other than that, you just go ahead, rock out.
And this is Ben Acapella, so please don't wait for it. Be just whenever you're ready.
Let me see. You said you wanted freestyle off the top to keep it current. Let me see. I'm tired of the fake shit. Say that for these seagulls. These niggas is G'd up. I'm sorry, I don't believe you. I'm from a town where if you poor, nobody see you. And if you live good, you got the root of all evil. Now that's backwards, loud in the backwards. No, I got that glow, say hello to the master. You ever caught a bullet with your teeth, nigga? No? So you better watch what you speak, nigga. Me, I'm in these streets, nigga. But I'm not a D-boy. I do this with ease, boy. You out of your league, boy. I going for a body when decomposed, and you niggas stink like a body that's decomposed. Y'all punchline's crazy. I ain't saying shit. Me, I get better every punch on my saying shit. I'm the main event, and now I'm fired up. But that's what happens when you tangle with Lucifer. You know D got a silly flow, and I just got approved pre-game radio. Shout out to Spider-Man, Evan, Brooklyn back. And as I spit this rap, I'm in Brooklyn scrap. They can't do it like I do. 16s is nothing. I'm cooking for the whole zoo. And that's the Bronx that is. We hold it down. It's D Dave. I'm still coming for that effing crown. Hey, boy, we did this.
Yo, real talk, right now, you should just drop the fucking mic and walk off the stage. listen to me. Once you said, I got the glow, say hello to the master, I need to hear something else.
Yes.
I need to hear nothing else after that. I ain't got shit else to say. I'm finished.
and that's just because we love The Last Dragon over here, you know, so once... You did with that reference, it was pretty much set. It was pretty much set. You got it most definitely.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Once again, thank you, D-Dave, for coming through anytime. You got new work or you just want to come through while I bug the fuck out with us, you're more than welcome. Just, you know, just come through, holler, tell your peeps if there's, you know, anything. You know, you already got our support. I'll definitely keep you plugged in other showcases that come across my desk.
And you need to keep sending us some music whenever you get a chance. You want to.
I got you.
You
know what? I'm glad you said that. I definitely just when I sent the email, I definitely added y'all to my contact list.
Shut up, bro. And listen, I have one request though.
What's that?
When you do the video for Main Event, can I get a cameo?
Of course, of course, of course, of course, definitely.
Okay.
I need everybody. You know what? I wasn't even going to do a video for Main Event because, you know, that was the last mixtape. But so, like, I've been getting yelled at that for the last month and a half. I kid you not that I just might have to do a video for it. So,
you really know,
I will definitely invite y'all. I'll be on the lookout for that. No, definitely be on the lookout for what
Ain't no y'all. Just me. If Black want to be on the video, and let y'all work that out. I'm talking about me right now.
Okay, Ev, you got it.
All right, thank you.
Wow. Dad, just said, fuck them niggas. Just got supposed to pass us.
Goddamn right. Shit. I said a cameo, nigga, not no duo cameo, as in one, just me.
Like, you see that shit go. But once again, you know, thanks a lot to D-Day for coming through, holding it down with us.
Man, thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
On Facebook?
Yeah, facebook.com/DDAVE. That's D-Dave825.
All right.
Good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate
it. When you see a request from Ebenea Hazel Smoker, you accept that.
Dope. Hi, I got you.
Just tell him to accept the shit. Maybe he just wants you to subscribe.
I don't even have
a music page. I mean, I do have a music page, but I better use that, man. That D-Dave 825, that's me.
All right,
definitely get it in. And of course, everyone in closing, we want you to know, fellas, don't be a fool after your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect the clan. You know, don't drink and drive. Arrive alive. We want you pre-gaming with us at the next go-round. And do remember, tomorrow night, I will be at the Space Palace kicking it with Ellis Ashbrook, 846 Middle Avenue, Brooklyn. Hit me up. for guest list info and everything like that. And, you know, guys, just be safe. And big shout out to D. Dave. How's your head game? The newest members of the Free Game Radio family. Like I said, details on their shows coming up. And we got Spoken Word going down the 25th and the 26th. So if you guys want to get down, hit me up, pregameradio@gmail.com. You know, just doing the damn thing. And once again, I ask you guys, please be safe. It's Mother's Day weekend. So, you know, kick it with your moms this week. Let her know you love her. You know, get a, you know, make her some Kool-Aid or something. And you guys have a good night. And we'll be out of here. Peace.
Initiating shutdown sequence.